Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here with Money, Riches, and Wealth, and I'm on an open show tonight, and my guest co-host is Michael P. McCarthy.
Wonderful to join you again.
It's always great to have you, Michael.
Yeah.
You know, a good Irishman with an Italian, there's nothing better.
The weddings are epic.
The weddings are epic. An Italian-Irish wedding.
You know, if we can only add some Greeks, and then it's really going to be rocking.
Anyway, we're here on an open show, Michael. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and direct conversation, because you're our guest tonight. We do a lot of these open shows nowadays because so many people are calling in and asking questions on topics that are important to them. So we want to make sure that we're here and available to answer their questions, whatever they may be. If it's about Social Security, then call in about and ask a question about Social Security or Medicare. You know, when to collect benefits, or what happened here, or what can I do this, and so forth. Or maybe it's about your 401k plan, or maybe it's about IRAs and Roth. And as one of the topics we're going to talk about tonight is Roth IRAs are on sale right now,
yep.
Roth conversions. And we're going to talk about that and why you should be important in listening to this be very attentive to Roth IRAs and understanding them. Well, maybe it's insurances. Maybe it's auto, home, life, disability, long-term care. You know, in our opinion, we talk about this frequently, that insurance agents sell insurance, but what you need to do is risk management. Risk management is very different than buying insurance, calling up an agent and saying, I just bought a car, I need an auto policy, you know? And the agent says, okay, we're going to do this, and it's going to cost this, and, you know, that's all there is to it. That's not risk management. Risk management is understanding that if something happens, that it could cause financial impact on your personal finances, and understanding how to minimize that impact and what your financial resources are to cover that impact and determining what kind of coverage you should have. And we find that most people, Mike, when they come in to do a financial physical, I'd say 90% of the time, we totally change their insurances. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just because, I mean, people don't, it's not fun, so people don't shop insurance like they shop other things. And really, insurance is a huge expense. It's a huge part of a household household expenditure. And depending on your scenario and where you live and other things, you know, the same insurance company is going to be perfect for one company, and it's going to be more expensive for another, for one person than another.
But also, there's ridiculous economic biases in the way that insurance agents sell insurance. And unfortunately, that tends to cause an issue with the type of coverage that people get. And so that needs to be addressed by a sound risk management strategy, as opposed to buying insurance. So that's why we find that in the financial physical. But, you know, that could be a topic you want to talk about. Maybe it's IRAs. Maybe it's, your company benefits. You know, we talk about that a lot also. So 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and direct the conversation as you want it to go. 410-922-6680. So, Michael, what were you saying?
Well, I wanted to point out an interesting fact to you about what you were just talking about with insurances. And when we do financial planning on a financial plan, and we run through all those insurances, do you know that one of the second largest insurance company in the world, their claim to fame, the way they went from very little to very big, is a lot of money on marketing and their promise of giving you your quote in 15 minutes or less. And actually, they were able to do it in 8 minutes, but they said more people believed 15 minutes. But if you think about that, how much time do we spend talking about insurance in a financial plan? A lot more than 15 minutes.
Oh, there's, you know, we spend at least, an hour in the very first meeting going over all their policies. And then in between, we spend another group of time. And then at the end, when we present the plan, we go over at least another half hour to an hour presenting our findings, you know. So
if you've spent 15 minutes or less on your quoting of your insurance policies, you probably could use some help.
Yeah, well, we tend to find that auto and home insurances tend to underinsure you. Life insurance tends to improperly insure you. Life insurance agents tend to improperly insure you. Long-term care insurance agents tend to just sell out of greed and fear, or more fear than anything. And disability insurance is a topic all to itself. It's a whole different economic bias there, and you need to make a decision based on a good, sound risk management plan where you don't have influences by people who are trying to make a decision or get you to make a decision that's to their benefit. So anyway, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. So, Mike, we only have a minute or so left. Roth conversions are on sale right now. What the heck does that mean?
So, and this goes for just more than Roth conversions. When the market is down, none of us are happy about it. We all would love to see an ever-soaring market. But when the market is down and equity prices are depressed, that is an opportunity to move money around. And if you were going to do a Roth conversion, well, if you did a Roth conversion of 10% of your account a year ago, it would have cost you significantly more taxes than to do it today. And then the hope is that as long as you keep it invested as it was, that it eventually goes back up to that higher value that it was before.
Yeah, but think about that, Mike. You just took money that was pre-tax, okay? So it's come down 20%. So let's say you had $1 million account and you would have done a 10% conversion at $1 million, okay? So you would have paid taxes on $100,000. Today, that same $1 million account may only be worth $100,000. I mean, only worth $800,000. So you do a 10% conversion. Now you're only paying taxes on $80,000. If, like you say, it goes back to $100,000, that $20,000 just became tax-free. Boom! In an instant. Is that amazing?
Yep.
You know? So anyway, we got to go take a break with traffic, and we'll be right back. You want to get online, 410-922-6680.
This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, Wednesday nights at 6 p.m., doing what a personal financial advisor should do. Is your personal financial advisor your tax expert? Is your financial advisor able to guide your estate plan? Is your financial advisor able to help with college planning, retirement planning, mortgages, Medicare, Social Security, company benefits, or as a comprehensive advisor to business owners? Is your financial advisor independent from brokerage firms or insurance companies? Is your financial advisor unable to take commissions or referral fees in direct conflict of their professional relationship with you? Is your advisor a fiduciary working in your best interest? Despite the commissions and fees you pay, you're unable to answer one question: yes. Do our financial physical and experience the difference. We are so confident that the financial physical is unconditionally guaranteed. To learn more, call 410-823-SAVE, 410-823-SAVE, or financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're with Michael P. McCarthy, and we're on an open show, but we don't have anything open to talk about because our listeners aren't calling in and asking questions. So lines are open if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask your question if you want to direct the conversation of our show tonight, 410-922-6680. And
there's nobody in line in front of you.
And there's nobody in line in front of you. You get a lot of time right now if you call in. So Mike was saying at the break, another great thing that the stock market can do for you when it's down is if you're extremely wealthy, which we have quite a few clients that are extremely wealthy, they can make gifts to their children of depreciated assets and not have to claim it as large as it would have been maybe 6 months ago. And so in essence, they make 20% greater gift to their children of publicly traded assets than what it would have been worth maybe 6 months ago. And if those assets reappreciate back to value where they were before, you know, voila, the children get a lot more assets than what they would have gotten if they would have given it to them just 6 months before. So there's all kinds of strategies that can be used when the stock market is lower. And you just have to think about those.
So while we're waiting for our next callers, and we still got open lines, 410-922-6680. Another thing to think about when stocks are low, and it escaped my mind as I was...
Social Security.
Well, you go with that one. I remember what I was going to say.
So you're getting like me, Mike, you know, Social Security. So we have a lot of clients that we tell them always that if you're retired, wait for Social Security at age 70. And, you know, maybe your spouse will claim, who's a lower earner, will claim at 66 or 67. But you should wait until you're 70 because you're the higher earner. Well, you know, in order to make that work, you got to draw your assets down during that period of time. Well, if you have a bad stock market and the client doesn't have oodles and boodles of assets, we may decide to just start claiming Social Security now so that we're not draining assets at depreciated prices. So, you know, there is no such thing as a perfect strategy with Social Security. You know, the general rule is the lower earning spouse takes it early, like at full retirement age, 66, 67, and the higher earning spouse takes theirs at 70. But in situations like this, if we're draining assets at low depreciated prices, we might delay and say, let's go with Social Security now.
Well,
so anyway,
we will discuss tax loss harvesting, which is what I was thinking of a few moments ago. But before we do that, let's go to Chris in Severna Park. Chris, how can we help you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I've got a federal, I'm a former federal employee. I've got a TSP. And it used to have a pretty good amount of money in it. And as my husband and I were watching the market plummet this year, I moved most of my money from the F fund and another one into the G fund because I thought it was more secure. But I think that the G fund is also vulnerable to the market. And so we were investigating if we pulled a bunch out and put it into, I think, T-bills.
Let me just stop you there, Chris. Okay,
yep.
So the G fund has no risk whatsoever.
There's no risk in G.
No risk.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't positive.
See, here's what the G fund is. The G fund is an absolutely 100% guaranteed U.S. government investment, and the interest it pays is 85% of the five-year treasury. 85% of the five-year treasury right now is about 2.5 to 2.75%. So you're not going to beat that. That is incredible. If you want guaranteed fixed, the G fund is the place to go. And I don't disagree with you for liquidating the F fund for the G fund. I think that was an excellent idea, an excellent strategy. I'd be very careful of moving my I fund, my C fund, or my S fund for the G fund, especially at this point in time. In other words, markets are down. You can't time the stock market. The bond market it has its own issues, totally different issues. The G fund is an excellent alternative to that. Totally safe. And you're getting at least 2.5% right now on that.
Okay.
All right.
Buy and hold. That's my favorite anyway.
Buy and hold. There you go.
All right.
Very good. Thank you.
Great question.
All right. We got a little few minutes left, so let's go right ahead to Fred in Columbia. Fred, how can we help you?
Hi, Drew. How you doing? I enjoy your show.
Well,
anyway, I had a question that really applies to a lot of people, and this has to do with savings bond, the I-Series. Basically, you can find it on the Treasury Direct website under marketing, marketable securities. Could you send me some information on that? Basically, I think you can put up to $10,000. I'm not sure what the rate is, but I heard it was pretty good.
So I-bonds, I-bonds are inflation-protected Series E bonds. So you remember the old Series E bonds that you gave
them $50? They're on the website. They have right. A lot of securities listed there.
Right. So you remember the old E-bonds. You put in $50, and at the end of a certain period of time, you'd have $100, okay? Those were E-bonds. Well, Ronald Reagan used to argue that no bond should lose to inflation over time. And so in the 1990s, they created the I-bond. Now, what the I-bond does is it pays a little bit of interest. So right now, it's probably like 0.25% at the most.
I heard that 9%, seriously.
Well, wait a minute. Let me finish, okay? So it pays a little bit of interest, 0.25%. But then at the end of each 6 months, it adjusts the principal of the bond for the rate of inflation. So the rate of inflation was just 8%, right? So the next adjustment to the principal of the I bond is going to be 4%, which equates that to like 8%.
9.62%.
9.62%. So it's the adjustment for the inflation at the end of each period of time that's making the I bond so attractive. But now here's the issue. Number one, you can only buy 10,000. Now, if you're married, you can each buy 10,000. So Jim can buy 10,000, and
right.
Let's
yeah,
say Joan can buy 10,000, okay? So you can buy 20,000, and you have to do it online. You have to do it with Treasury Direct. But here's another thing. You have to hold those bonds for 5 years without to avoid any kind of penalty.
I heard basically, I believe it's for 1 year, and that's it. That's the key thing here. That makes a big difference. But my understanding is, again, I didn't really go into detail looking on the website, but basically after 1 year, your time is up on that.
Yeah, 1 year. I believe there's 1 year, but there's also a five-year rule. And I don't think the five-year rule is nearly as detrimental as the yeah. one-year rule. So, you know, you just the only thing you have to keep in mind.
I know these ones off the top of my head.
Go ahead.
So the 1 year has a very detrimental penalty. But the five-year rule is that if you ask for your money back within the first 5 years, the most recent quarter, you'll have to give that interest back, that interest and adjustment back, just the most recent quarter, or actually
the
most recent,
year, what's
most
happening
recent
at
semi-annual
the 1 year?
Payment, because it's semi-annual, it's not quarterly.
Right. What's the one-year rule?
The 1 year has, well, I'll look it up maybe during our break that's coming in about 40 seconds, but the one-year rule has, you know, more. I don't know if you can't get it out.
You lose all the inflation protection.
I'll look it up during the break that's starting in 30 seconds or so.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate all you said, because you have to really dig into the website. The website has a lot of other things on there, like, you know, too much for me, but I said my broker recommended his people go into the I-bonds, and I guess they call it Series I, so I have to.
Yep, Series I bonds, treasurydirect.gov. That's the way to go to that.
All right,
I appreciate it. We take
Fred. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, we only got a couple seconds, but we'll be right back with more Money, Riches, Wealth. Lines are open, 410-922-6680.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBL.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And Fred's call was a great one. You know, everybody should be looking at I-bonds if they've got a bunch of cash sitting around that they don't need to worry about for the next 5 years. And that's the way I look at it, 5 years, you know. Yes, did you look up that one-year rule, Mikey?
I didn't. I was talking to you the whole break, but I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, you look that up. Anybody else online? Is Jim online?
Yes, we do. You want to go?
Let's go to Jim.
All right, so after we go to Jim, there's going to be all the lines are open, so 410-922-6680. Jim, how can we help you?
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes, Jim.
I talked to you a while back, but I just want to get an update on the spousal for Social Security.
Right.
Right now, I am like 2.37 less than my wife's income.
Okay.
And I am drawing Social Security right now.
And how old are you?
I'll be 73 in a couple weeks.
Okay. And you're drawing on your own account, right?
Right.
And your wife?
She just turns in 6 months, she'll be 65.
65, okay. So, and she has the higher income?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So she should, has she retired yet?
Not yet.
No? Well, she should try to hold out and not claim Social Security all the way up to age 70 if she can.
Right, but if she applies for it at 65 and defers not to take it.
There's no such thing anymore.
Oh, when did they? I haven't talked to you for a while.
Good old President Obama did away with that in 2016.
Oh, that's why I didn't vote for him. or the other guy.
Good point, Jim.
So I gotta wait till she starts to draw.
Well, what are you gonna? You're saying that her benefit, half of her benefit, is going to be more than all of yours.
Right.
You're sure of that? How much do you get a month, approximately?
$1,200.
Okay. I mean, yeah. You know, and you think she's in like the 2,900, 3,000 range if she were to apply at full retirement age?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're absolutely right. You'll have to wait till she applies. Then I would recommend that she apply at like 66 and a half. That's when she hits her full retirement age.
Okay.
That would be January of 2024, probably, or somewhere around there. What month was she born?
January.
She was born in January of 57, eh? Or 58.
Right.
58. So then...
She's a little bit younger than I am.
So then she would turn 66 in the 24. So it's July of 24. So that's when she should apply.
Oh, okay.
Is she still working?
Oh, yeah.
And is she going to continue to work in 24?
No.
No? Well, then she can comply in January of 24.
Oh, okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. We got a couple other callers on the line, but before we go to them, I will... The 1 year is the minimum term. So once you buy the I-bond, you can't have your money back for the first year. And then
it's just period. You can't have it back.
That's what it looks like it says to me.
And then the 5 year, you lose a whole
you
six
lose three months.
Months.
I was
3 wrong. Months.
3 months of interest, three even months. Though they only pay it every 6 months. So I'm not sure about that. But
so, Fred, that was a good point. Your 1 year, you can have your money back at the end of 1 year, but you're going to lose 3 months of the interest they paid you, including the inflation adjustment. All right. So go ahead, Mike. Let's go to the next guy.
Tony, how can we help you?
Well, I have two questions. By the way, I love your show.
Thank you.
First is I've recently had my father move in with us and have started to take over his financial, trying to figure out all his financials. And I'm wondering, what are some good strategies? He's got money that's just sitting in the bank that isn't collecting anything. Basically, it's, you know, less than 1%, which is just a joke. But I want to have something safe because eventually, you know, it will be left to his heirs, you know, but I'm responsible for all of that. And secondly, I have some questions on maybe some strategies for myself. I'm 56, my father's 80, and we're starting to look at things, you know, for our retirement, you know, some good strategies. I've got about, $300,000 in investment fund. I've got about $100,000 in cash, and, you know, maybe a little bit more in savings. But like I said, I'm starting to think how I'd like to retire one day. So.
Yeah. Well, obviously the answer to your question is very difficult for yourself, especially because that's a multifaceted situation that has to be looked at in a much greater holistic manner to be able to answer that question. Obviously the key things is to maximize your 401k contributions and focus a lot on Roth 401k if you can. And that's something that we're going to have to do a whole show on one day, Mike, is Roth.
Yep.
And why the Roth IRA and Roth 401ks are so important to everybody out there listening. And if and the problem I have, Mike, is that so many people in this industry don't encourage Roth IRAs because they just see it as a nuisance. and, you know, setting up a Roth IRA. It's only $6,000 a year, you know, but
right.
everybody needs to understand how to do Roths, why to do them, and when to do them. And it's very important to do it with the right strategy. Now, for your father, though, Jim, you need to think about money market funds at brokerage firms are now paying 1% or more, or close to 1%, I should say, and still going higher. So that's a strategy that you need to seriously consider, so the money's instantly liquid. But the other key to your father is you need to be talking to somebody who can walk you through elder care. That if your father were to go into a situation where he needs help and you guys can't provide it, and he's got to go to a long-term care facility, that you would have a strategy in place that would allow Medicaid to take over without taking all of his assets away from him. And that strategy needs to be thought out and implemented around this point in time. And that would be a great benefit to you and your siblings, but also to your father, because, you know, if Medicaid pays the bills for the long-term care facility and you protect those assets, you'll be able to protect those assets and still do good things for Dad with those assets while Medicaid pays his long-term care bills. Otherwise, your assets are just going to get absorbed just strictly paying the long-term care bills. So those are the two things that I would be thinking about for Dad. And for yourself, definitely you need to do much more of a comprehensive look at everything.
Well, let me add a third there. For any money that you're going to keep in significant amounts of cash, in addition to the money market, the online savings is something we've always talked about. Marcus is at 1%. Live Oak Bank is at like 1.15%.
Is Marcus at 1%?
Marcus is at 1%.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Those are going up pretty quickly now, aren't they?
Yep. But, you know, watch out for the 1.25s. They frequently drop back to 1%. But nonetheless, those are out there.
All right,
there.
Jim?
So is that something that you guys do? I know this is your...
Well, we can do the money market. We can do the money market, and we can do the comprehensive analysis for you. We can't do Marcus Bank and things like that.
No, I understand that part, but, I mean, from listening to you all these, you know, I guess I've been listening to you for a couple of years, I guess, I guess your business is you are financial advisors. Could you advise on mine and for my father's stuff that I'm having to handle as well?
We do that all the time. We call ourselves generational advisors. We do that. That's something that we really love, is to be able to look at a child's situation and look at their parents' situation and say, okay, holistically, this is how we develop things for both the parent and the children, and everybody's happy. You know, I mean, that's the way it ought to be done. That's what real holistic, comprehensive planning is all about.
Okay. So I guess that's, the phone number? It's
410-823-SAVE is the easiest way to remember that. 410-823-SAVE or financialconsulate.com. Remember, that's like an embassy. Consulate.
So you guys are local here in Maryland, right?
We have offices in Hunt Valley, Maryland, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and Amelia Island, Florida.
Hey, you want to come down here, Jim? I'd be more than happy to have you here, buddy.
You can guess who's warming in the sun.
let's do that, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of clients that come down here now, so, you know, feel free if you ever want to.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Tony.
Our appointment's readily available with you guys?
Yep. Just give us a call.
So I was calling Jim, Tony.
Yeah,
Tony,
you got Jim. The names wrong. That's why you should let me do it. All right, Tony, we got to go, but thank you very much. So it's an open show, 410-922-6680. We've got lines open. We've got somebody to go to when we come back from the break. But give us a call, 410-922-6680. We'll be right back with more Money, Riches, and Wealth.
This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, Wednesday nights at 6 p.m., doing what a personal financial advisor should do. Is your personal financial advisor your tax expert? Is your financial advisor able to guide your estate plan? Is your financial advisor able to help with college planning, retirement planning, mortgages, Medicare, Social Security, company benefits, or as a comprehensive advisor to business owners? Is your financial advisor independent from brokerage firms or insurance companies? Is your financial advisor unable to take commissions or referral fees in direct conflict of their professional relationship with you? Is your advisor a fiduciary working in your best interest? Despite the commissions and fees you pay, you're unable to answer one question: yes. Do our financial physical and experience the difference. We are so confident that the financial physical is unconditionally guaranteed. To learn more, call 410-823-SAVE, 410-823-SAVE, or financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And Tony, I apologize. I was calling you Jim, but I can't keep track of what Mikey's got here on the thing. No big deal. It's not Mike's problem. It's mine. I got to pay attention to who we're talking to. So we're on an open show, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And who's up next, Mikey?
We got Joe in Westminster. Joe, how can we help you?
Hi. My overall subject here is annuities.
Okay.
And I have an annuity through the bank that was accumulated through my deference of my income for tax purposes, of course. And I've had it for about 15 years. And the
okay.
bank has invested it with American General Life Insurance Company, the United States Life Insurance Company, and the City of New York. And for the last several years, I am only getting a 1% return on it. So I've gone to another bank, and they would offer me anywhere between 1% and 9%. With the principal being guaranteed, and the vehicle that they would be offering that to me on is called an equity index annuity.
Okay.
I went to another bank, and they said, also I should say it's a 5-year minimum on the equity index annuity. Another bank offered me a 3-year contract, guaranteed at 3%. So I'm up in the air, not being sure of how to handle this.
So let me give you one piece of advice. Stop going to banks and asking them for advice, because these are commissioned salespeople, and they're going to make a heck of a commission getting you to say yes to buying a new annuity from them. Okay?
Yeah.
What you need to do is you need to get that annuity into the hands of somebody who is objective, not going to make a commission on it, and look at that annuity and say, you know, look, if you just change the annuity you have, you might be able to get a better rate of return without making any changes, okay? Not paying any more commissions.
Can I?
Or let me just finish real quick. Or you could say, the objective person would say, or there's fee-only annuities where there's no commissions, where you could buy the same thing and not pay any commissions and pay lower fees per year because you're not, you know, paying commission to do this thing.
The first financial advisor of the bank I went to, I said, are you a fiduciary, which is supposed to mean they are acting as though my money is their money and working with it. And also, I said, well, are you receiving a fee for handling it? No, they're saying no fee at all.
Well, that's a crock.
That's what I kind of thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible. I know what the banks are doing. The banks make, you know, their people are licensed insurance agents. And that's how they sell annuities. You can't sell an annuity unless you're a licensed insurance agent.
Well, could they be nice, licensed and still be a fiduciary for their clients?
No. No. If they're licensed, they are licensed and they fall under the insurance commissioner rules, which is caveat emptor, which means buyer beware. As long as the product is licensed in the state of Maryland, they have no obligation to do anything more. They can't mislead you into product, but they have no obligation to work in your best interest.
Well, and I was kind of leery, so I asked for a copy of the blank contract of the instrument, and that was kind of hard trying to...
Look, let me tell you something, Joe. If you call my office and you set an appointment with me, I'll look at your annuity contract. I'll tell you if there's anything good in your annuity you could salvage from it, and I'll tell you where you can go talk to somebody on a fee-only basis with no commissions and see if you can get something that really meets your needs without paying any commissions. Okay?
Right. It's no great amount, but it's a lot to me at my age.
I understand, and that's why I'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Okay. And what is your number, please?
410 823-SAVE, S-A-V-E, or 7283. 410-823-SAVE, S-A-V-E.
Thank you very much.
All right?
All right, yes,
take
sir.
Care. My, you know, that drives me crazy, Mike.
That, yep.
I remember when we had the 87-year-old lady who called us up that the bank manager had sold them an annuity with a 10-year deferred sales charge.
Yep.
I just have to do everything to hold inside. Anyway, Mike, what are we doing?
All right, we got Frank in Catonsville. We don't have a lot of time left, Frank, but how can we help you?
Hi, Frank Meekins here. All right, good. Thank you. First-time caller, 63, federal employee of 25 years. Of course, we have TSP, and all my money is in the C fund. Of course, we took a 30% hit, as we all know. I was wondering if
20%.
I'm sorry?
20-some percent hit.
Yeah, 20. Is it 20-some percent? Okay.
22 is the most I think it was down, but okay, go ahead.
My question is, should my further contributions be to the G fund or keep on buying the C fund?
Well, now's the time to be buying the C fund, right? Because the concept of dollar cost averaging is that you're buying as the prices are going down and you keep buying and buying and buying at lower prices and hope that it hits bottom sometime and then all of a sudden comes back up. And when it does, the average cost of your purchasing of the C fund is significantly lower, that when it starts coming back up, you make money a lot quicker. If you take it away and you start putting it in the G fund, then you know you're going to have to make the decision when the bottom's been hit, and there's no way you're going to predict that, right?
Right. So how about my future contributions?
Referring to is your future contributions.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying buy and hold.
Well, let me ask you a question. How much you have in the TSP? Is it 100,000? Is it a million? Is it 500,000 in general?
It was 750, but of course it's down now.
Okay. So, and you've got the FERS pension, right?
Yes.
And you've got the Social Security, and are you married or single?
Married.
Married. Is your spouse working?
Yes, she is.
Does she have a 401k? Does she have a pension?
No pension, but a 403B. She's a hospital worker.
Okay, so she has a 403B, but no pension. So, you know, if you continue to stay the course and buy, you know, and you're not intending to retire in the next 6 months or a year, you're gonna be fine, my friend.
Okay, perfect. Hey, right. I appreciate the advice. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you for the
take
call.
Care. Good call. Great question.
All right. Well, that was a pretty good show.
It was a good show, you know, but you were talking earlier about the concept when the market's down, turn lemons into lemonade. And we talked about doing Roth conversions, because if you convert something that 6 months ago was worth $100,000, that's only worth $80,000 now, then if that $80,000 appreciates back in the Roth, it becomes 100% tax-free. We talked about wealthy clients who, if they give their children $100,000 6 months ago, then it was a $100,000 gift coming off their lifetime exemption. They give it to them today, it's only an $80,000 gift. The market comes back, they get the $20,000 without any gift tax consequences. But you also talked, Mike, about
tax loss harvesting.
Tax loss harvesting is an interesting concept. You got to be worried about it, and you got to be appreciative of it all at the same time. You got to be worried about people who are constantly trying to tax loss harvest, as if it's some panacea that's going to make you wealthy in the future. Tax loss harvesting has great benefits, but there's only a short-term benefit to it, you know, over a period of time. It's something that needs to be done, but it's something that can't be over-exaggerated.
Yeah,
and we could go into that more in another show. We don't have any time left tonight, Mikey.
Nope. But
so,
go ahead.
You know, Are you finished?
I'm finished.
Yeah, all right. Mike's finished and I'm finished. That is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. Things are gonna be just-